Congregation, you may be seated. If the children will join me this way for the children's message. Good morning, guys. Good morning. Good morning. Come on up, everybody. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Hello. All right. I'm so glad to see you guys. You guys always make me smile. And you know, I feel like we just know each other so well at this point. I bet I probably have known you longer than about anybody, haven't I? Yeah. Yeah, okay. I've been here as your pastor for like 4 years, right? So that's a long time. Like, I don't know that I can think of anybody who would have known you longer than 4 years. Oh, that's right. Okay, yeah. Okay, well, probably your parents have known you a little bit longer than 4 years. Who do you think is the person who's known you the longest?
My mommy.
Maybe your mom? Yeah, okay. Because I've known some of you for 4 years, but Ashton, I've known you, I think, since the day you were born, or maybe the day after. I can't remember. It was close. Yeah, and Raya, I've known you since... maybe the day after you were born? I can't remember which day, but you were still in isolation in the hospital when I met you. So I've known some of you for a very long time, but you mean to tell me that there are people that have known you even longer than me?
Our parents.
Okay, your parents? Yeah, I bet some of you.
And my daddy's parents.
Yeah, and your daddy's parents? Yeah, probably they... Yeah? They probably met... You're right. Your daddy's parents probably met you before I did. What were you going to say, Gavin? Yeah, oh, okay. Oh, Gavin's already ahead of me. Okay, so let's think about this. Let's think about, like, some of your dads have probably known you since the moment you were born, right?
Yeah.
Do you think, so they must be the ones who have known you the longest, right? Like, maybe your dads who might know you since you were born, you think? Yeah, the doctor was involved and you were born. That's right. Wait a minute. Hold on. There's somebody else. You said your parents. Who's the other one of your parents besides your dad?
Mom.
Your mom. Oh, you think your mom has known you even longer than since you were born?
Yes.
Yeah? We've got some moms up here, right? Do you sort of know your babies even before they're born a little bit? Because they're in the mommy's tummy, right? And they sort of start to kick and roll around and sometimes have the hiccups. So mommies must be the ones who have known you the very, very longest, you think?
Wait, wouldn't God know you the longest since he's the one who created you?
Oh, game changer. Yeah, in fact, our scripture reading from Jeremiah today is about God who knows us even before we were born and even before we were in our mommy's tummies. Can you believe that? The God who makes us and creates us not only knows us, but even before we're in our mommy's tummies, it says that God loves us and God can call us and have a plan in mind for us. Can you believe that? Longer than 4 years that I've known you, longer than the times since you were born that your parents might know you. That's right. It was a long time ago that you were in your mommy's belly. But even before that you were in your mommy's belly, I don't even know where you were at that point, right? But even before you were in your mommy's tummy, God knew you and God loved you and God had a plan for you. And part of that plan is God calling you to love and care for other people. But that's pretty cool, isn't it? That even before... you were in your mommy's tummy. God knew you and loved you and said, you are my precious child. And I think that's pretty cool. So remember that that's who you are. You're the one that God made and God knew and loved even before you were born and even before you were in your mommy's tummy. Can we pray and then we can talk some more maybe later, Ashton, okay? Let's pray. Lord God, thank you for making us and for loving us. Help us to love other people. Amen. Thank you. If you're going to Children's Church, you can line up over that way, and we'll wait for whoever's there. Let's wait right there, guys, for Miss Jane. And if you're going back to your seats, you're welcome to do that, too.